That was 1 year ago when young Barack Obama supporters at colleges across the country poured into the streets to celebrate his presidential election victory. Now, cars casually cross the same intersection at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill that was flooded with students last year. But while the throngs of people may be gone, the message from supporters like Duke University student Giles Harrison Conwell remains.
Obama, for me, sort of shows that certain things that are unthinkable, like today, within, you know, 9 months, 6 months, a year, can be possible.
The Democratic National Committee group called Obama for America during the campaign changed its name to Organizing for America after Mr. Obama's inauguration. State organizer Zach Hawkins says the group is the first ever grassroots team put together for a sitting president.
It's a very, very special way to bring people in around not only the candidate, that's what they did during the campaign, but now supporting his agenda. And so, you know, the 13 million email addresses and millions of people that voted now have a chance to stay as connected, if not more connected.
It is fitting that on the anniversary of Mr. Obama's election win, supporters in Durham, North Carolina, chose to celebrate near a college campus. Two-thirds of young voters between the ages of 18 and 29 chose Mr. Obama, according to national exit polls. And Hawkins says young Americans are the keys to Mr. Obama's grassroots operation.
They put together rallies. They worked on getting people to commit to call the member of Congress, getting people to make phone calls. They're very motivated students that support and understand the issues in front of us.
But volunteer Damian Smith says the younger generation can sometimes be the hardest to keep involved.
Because they feel, oh, I voted, I've done my job. But you have responsibility to your friends and neighbors to be active and participate in the community you live in.
The yeas are 220, the nays are 215. The bill is passed.
Mr. Obama's supporters had another taste of victory late Saturday when the House of Representatives passed a health care reform bill that the president had pledged to push forward during his campaign. Now the bill has an uphill battle in the Senate before it can become law. Smith says this fight is the responsibility he has been waiting for.
Getting him elected is actually only part of the process. In order to actually achieve what he wants, that's when the real work has to start. And you actually have to support that agenda that you voted for.
And supporters at the celebration proudly pointed out they have at least 3 more years to keep fighting for Mr. Obama's reforms.
Time to make noise again.
Time to make noise again.
Carla Babb, VOA News.